We are good to go. Okay. So, guys, first of all, I always have to start. I have to be very honest with you, giving you guys a lot of credit for coming to be able to come to learn after hours. If I was your age, I would not be doing that. So, thank you guys so much for coming to be able to learn some Torah and stay connected a little bit. For Lishma reasons, not just to be able to learn because we have to do for school, but to be able to learn a little bit just for the sake of learning. I don't know about you guys, for all the guys out there, but for, at least for me, one of the main things that I've been missing, because I'm a big sports guy, and right now we would actually be in Washington, D.C. with the 7th graders if this whole thing wasn't happening. And I remember all the great trips we've had. Like, the main thing, we always get back to the hotel, all the guys always want to watch, and all the girls usually want to watch, they want to watch the NBA basketball, especially when the Heat, where, you know, we're in the playoffs for the past few years. It's like we were done with the day, all everyone wants to learn. So for me, like, this time of year, you have NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and now there's nothing. So one of the things I've been doing, I've been going a lot to my childhood memories. I want to share with you guys one of my childhood memories. It's a 1998 Yankees World Series game. It was the Yankees versus the Padres. And I'm going to work off of the home run I'm going to show, and then we're going to connect it a little bit to the Parsha and to maybe to everything that was going on in our own personal lives and make it a little more meaningful. So I'm going to show you guys this clip over here, and then you could tell me if you could hear. Thumbs up if you could hear. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Can you hear? Thumbs up. Okay. This is Tino Martinez. He was my favorite player on the Yankees growing up. Listen to what happens. 2-2 count. Bases loaded. Yankees are losing. Let's see what happens now. And remember, I'm at this game. I'm 8 years old. 8 years old at this game. Five game. The guy was in a huge slump. Tino Martinez basically did nothing the rest of the entire series. And the umpire, the pitch before, I don't know about you guys, but that pitch might have been a little low, but in a regular game, that's a strike three. No, Donnie? Even I know Donnie's for sure thinking that's like a for sure strike. No, especially because you're a Red Sox fan. And the next pitch, the guy hits a grand slam, and the Yankees end up winning the World Series. They sweep them. And I was at the game, and I remember the stadium. I felt like the stadium was shaking. You actually, when no one was sitting, everyone was just going nuts. And the lesson I kind of want to take out from here is that sometimes, you know, in life, we view things as such small things, but the small things can make the biggest difference. That one pitch, it could have been a strikeout, it could have been the next inning, 5-5, and the umpire missed the call, quote-unquote, or according to Tino, he made the right call, obviously, because he wants to say that he made the right call. But if you want to be honest, really, really honest, life comes down to the small things. It doesn't come down to the big deals. It doesn't come down to the big details. One small thing, the umpire made, I guess it's a human decision, you know. Nowadays they're thinking about going to robots or computers for umpires. You could have gone either way. But to realize the gravity, the greatness of the small actions, the small things in life. This is actually in this week's Parsha. In the beginning of the Parsha talks about Tumas Kohanim. Do we have any Kohanim over here? Let me see. I don't think so. It talks about, Gavi. He talks about the Kohanim. A Kohen's not allowed to come near a dead person. But the pasuk says, "Emor va'amarta." Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron, "You should tell him that you should tell him." So Rashi says, "Why do you bring up this double lashon? Emor va'amarta. Just say emor, or just say amarta." So Rashi says from the Gemara, "Lahazir gedolim ala ketanim," to be able to make sure to warn the older kohanim that the younger kohanim should also be very careful when it comes to tamei meis. That's why on the seventh grade trip, when we go to George Washington's estate, and him and his wife are buried. They're buried on the estate. We go to his house. You see the river that connects Virginia and the different states together. It's so beautiful. But down deep in the forest, the Washington estate is huge. Down deep in the forest, about like a mile down, George Washington is buried. He's buried next to his wife. And the Kohanim in KHDS and myself, and usually Rabbi Castrolo as well, we don't go there. Even if they're bar mitzvah. Why? Because of this Rashi. And more Bermata, even if you're going to say, oh, Tamei Meis doesn't apply to it, you're allowed to go to a non-Jew, that's not for now. At the end of the day, we never brought them. So we see it, Rashi even tells Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, Lahazir Gedolim Ala Ketanim, to be able to make sure that the smaller Kohanim, even the younger Kohanim, be able to make sure they never come near anyone who's Tamei Meis. They can't, unless it's one of the seven people that they're allowed to come close to. There's a great rabbi known as the Noamai Malch who says that there's a different way to be able to view Lahazir Gedolim Ala Ketanim. He says the greatness of small actions. He says, you want to be a big person? Lahazir Gedolim Ala Ketanim. Lahazir Gedolim, you want to be big? You want to be a tzaddik? You want to be a tzaddikus? You want to be great in Hashem's eyes? Ala Ketanim. Make sure you focus on the small details in your life. Make sure you focus on the Moda'ani in the morning. Make sure you focus on the Shema before you go to sleep at night. Make sure you work your netilas sidayim, your brachos before you eat. Make sure you're davening every day. And even if you forgot, don't worry. There's always the next day. There's always the next davening. Says the Noam Malach, Lahazir gedolim ala ketanim means, you want to be a gadol or a gedolah, you want to be great in Hashem's eyes, ala ketanim. Focus on the details. Focus on the quote-unquote small things in your life. Because in Hashem's eyes, there's nothing small. We saw in the Tino Martinez, that 2-2 count, it could have been very, very, just a small thing. Just one pitch. And we know the next pitch happened to be the Grand Slam. I'll have to share with you guys a great story. I saw one of Rabbi Yisachar Fran's books recently. There was a guy who was at his Ofrif, and Ofrif is the Shabbos before someone gets married. The Ashkenazim have a custom to be able to gather your friends and family all together before the wedding. So for example, I got married, my wife and I got married in Miami Beach. So my friend, I was from New York, so all my friends came down to Miami Beach. We had the Ofrif in Miami the Shabbos before, and the wedding was on Sunday. Listen to the story, it was so incredible. This guy gets up there, and he's talking about how great his father is, his mother is, and all his friends and everything. And before he says his last words about his wife and everything, he says, I have to give Hakara Satov, I have to give gratitude to my fourth or fifth grade Rebbe, I forgot which one. And he goes on to say the following story. He says, you know, I was one of those kids who I wasn't so into Judaism, to Yiddishkeit, into learning, into davening. And one day during recess, you know, my yitzhar got the better of me. My evil inclination told me, I'm gonna go into my friend's knapsack, and I was gonna steal his watch. It's one of these cool watches that just came out. And it happened to be that the Rebbe, you know, this kid after recess, he went to go check to see if his watch was there, obviously. And he goes back to see, and his watch is gone. So the Rebbe lines up everyone before he starts class again. He tells them, okay guys, I want you to line up, and I have to go through your bags and I have to pat you down. And this is what he does. Obviously nowadays you probably get you can't do that. Everyone just have to empty your pockets. And the Rebbe empties this guy's pockets, and he sees that he has this watch in his pocket, and he doesn't say a word. He puts it back and he goes on with the lesson. And he says, okay, he takes the watch, gives it back to the kid. He doesn't embarrass the kid. He said, from that day forward, when my Rebbe saw that he could have embarrassed me, or if he could have called me out, from that day forward, I said, this is someone I want to be like. This is someone who I want to aspire to be like. If he says Torah is so important, and he says Davening is so important, and he says Chesed is so important, and he didn't embarrass me in front of the whole class when he could have, he didn't say a word. He didn't say one word. The fact that he didn't scold me, I want to be like him. That, boys and girls, is Lahazir Gedolim Al Ketanim. To be careful, to be a Gadol means Al HaKetanim. To be careful in the minor and the small details of our daily lives. Listen to the story about Rav Soloveitchik. Rabbi Ephraim brings it down in one of the same chapters. Rabbi Soloveitchik's wife was very sick and very ill. And she died before he did. She actually died in the same year, I believe, as his father and his brother. Of Soloveitchik, in 1 year, had three people in his family passed away. It was a very, very hard year. And Rav Soloveitchik famously said that if he didn't have the Torah, he didn't know what he would do. If he said, if I did not have the Torah, I did not know what I would do with my life. That's what he said. Listen to the story. So the story goes that Rav Soloveitchik was also older at the time. And every day they had a different student from YU, from Yeshiva University, come to be able to help out the Rav. Even though the Rav was capable to help out his wife, the Yeshiva wanted to have a student there also to be able to help out. And the story goes is that the student told the Rav that he was actually dressed in a certain, he was dressed in a little of a nicer way. So Rav Soloveitchik asked him, why are you dressed in such a fancy way? He said, I'm going out on a date. I have a shidduch, I have a match. I'm right after this, I'm going on a date. So Rav Soloveitchik turned to him and said, oh, very nice. He said, do you mind me to ask you, is it possible, do you need anything? He said, you know what, I need a pair of socks. He said, sure, here, take a pair of socks. Here's a white pair of socks. He said, Rebbe, I'm so sorry. Like, for dark pants, you really, I don't mean to bother you, but, you know, with dark pants, the dress code doesn't go well with white. Even I like wearing white socks. It's a Hasidish thing to be able to wear white socks, be off color with your pants. Whatever, not for now. He said, you mind if I have black or dark socks? And Soloveitchik, he said, it's not really my thing. I don't really like it. And the kid felt so bad because he looked at Soloveitchik's feet. And Rav Soloveitchik was wearing white socks. And Rav Soloveitchik, of course, gave him a pair of socks. And he asked the Rav, he said, Rav, why is it that you wear white socks? Why is it that you wear white socks with your dress pants, even though it doesn't go? And Rav Soloveitchik wasn't a chassid. Chassidish people, some of them wear white socks. So Rav Soloveitchik said such an incredible thing. Boys, he goes, listen to this, open your hearts. He said, you know, for my wife, she still does the laundry for us. And she can't really, decipher. She can't tell the difference between black and navy. So I just tell her I don't like wearing black or dark socks. All I need is my white socks. Boys and girls, you're talking about someone who knew the Gemara, who knew the Rambam, who knew the Shulchan Aruch, who knew all of Torah by heart. And you're talking about someone who was so sensitive and kind to his wife's feelings. He was ready to go out in public in an unfashionable way, in order to make sure that his wife, chas v'shom, will not be hurt. That, boys and girls, is lahazir gadol ma'ala katanim. To be a gadol in the katanim. To be great in the small actions. I said this before, but I'll say it again. We said this sometimes on a Monday morning. I'm not sure some of you were there, maybe some of you weren't there, but it's good chazara. This week is the yahrzeit of a great rabbi known as Rav Naftali of Rupshitz, one of the great Hasidic rabbis. I believe he was a student of the Noam HaMelech, who we just quoted, this lahazir gadol ma'ala katanim Torah. So his story goes is that, you know, when we take three steps back from Shimon Esrei, we say, Osa Shalom Ramav, Yaz Hashem Alayna, Alkot Leino, Alba Koyi Sev, Amir Amen. And then we say, Yiratzon, Lefanecha, Hashem Alakin, Alakev, Asinu, Hashem, it should be your will, the God, our God, and the God of our forefathers, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, that you should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Pemherav Yameinu. You should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days. But the Zera Kodesh of Rupshitz, the Rupshitz Rebbe says, Beis, for all the Ma'arachals, Amor Aleya students, Amor Shani students, Amor Naomi students, you'll know, Beis doesn't only just mean in. Beis means also sometimes in the beginning of the word, it also means with. The Mehera V'yameinu, we ask Hashem before we... Oh, there's an airplane over here, wait a second. I apologize. We say, the Mehera V'yameinu, we ask Hashem, not only Hashem should you redeem us, and bring the Beis HaMikdash, and bring the cure to the coronavirus, and bring all the refuahs to the entire world, not just only in our days, but with our days, and with our actions, and with our thank yous, and with our with our kindness, and with the in all of the small details, and with your Svira Omer tonight. If you didn't count Svira, you're going to count right after tonight, right now. Today, I believe, is the day 25. I didn't count yet. Today was 25, so you should count the number after day 26. You should count the number after 25. Sorry, count the number day after 25. In Hashem's eyes, boys and girls, there's nothing greater in our lives when to Hashem, when you focus on the details and say, wait, okay, I have all my work, I have all my homework, and I'm coming on to listen to Mirzov for 20 minutes. In Hashem's eyes, that's incredible. When I was about to be your age, I wouldn't be caught even close to this. I would be doing my homework or just relaxing. But you guys taking the time out to be able to learn for 20 minutes every single night, or any night is so incredible. Lahazir gadol ma'al katana means to become a gadol, to become great. It means focusing on the details, focusing on the little things and every, not the quote unquote the little things. To focus on a bracha, to focus on a thank you, to focus on making your bed, to focus on helping your parents in such a crazy tense time in the world. You don't know in Hashem's eyes what that does. And that's what the Rav Shlomo Rebbe says. B'meheira v'yameinu Hashem, not only in our days, but with our days and with our actions. Listen to just to this last story. There's a great rabbi known as Reb Blazer Geldzahler. Usually when it comes to certain biographies, boys and girls, I'll be honest with you, I don't like reading rabbi biographies because they usually make me feel bad. These rabbis are so great, and I'm like so far from that. And there's two rabbi books that I always felt the opposite. They encourage me, they inspire me to want to be better. One of them is about the great rabbi Shlomo Freifeld. He was a great Rosh Yeshiva in the Five Towns from Shari Yashiv. And one is about this Hasidic rabbi known as Rav Lezer Geldzahler. Rav Lezer Geldzahler, he was the story that I've showed a lot of you guys about the story when the rabbi goes to the gas station, right? And the small person there, and he said, the rabbi, he was the first person to make me feel tall. Listen to this story about Rav Lezer Geldzahler. This is not in the book, and I highly recommend you after, if you want to go watch the story I just referenced, all you got to do is put into YouTube, Rav Lezer Geldzahler, Rav Lezer, he made me feel tall, and you'll see Rav Yoel Gold, or put in Rav Yoel Gold, he made me feel tall, you'll see a story there, which is the same lesson. I spoke to Rav Lezer Geldzahler, his son, a few months ago. Rav Lezer unfortunately passed away in a car accident around 17, 18 years ago. I went to his kever for the first time last summer. Every night before I go to sleep, I read a page from his sefer about him. He died at like 45, 46, very, very young. The story goes, is that, his son told me this, is that this year, there was a bris. There was a bris one on his next door neighbor, Rav Lezer's next door neighbor. And let me tell you about his next door neighbor. This guy, every morning, Rav Lezer would see him and say, good morning, let's say his name is Yosef. Good morning, Yosef. I don't know if I forgot his name. Good morning, Yosef. And every morning that he didn't see Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer made sure, before the next day would go on, he would make sure to knock on his door and make sure to tell him, Yosef, my day wasn't the same if I wasn't able to tell you good morning. Unfortunately, Yosef, in his high school days, in his post-high school days, went off, and he went to go, you know, on his own journey. He didn't follow Judaism, and he went on his own journey. A few years later, he came back to Yiddishkeit, and he married a religious girl. And after naming his first son Lezer, after Lezer Geldzahler, he said the following story. He said, you know what? You know what brought me back to Judaism? It wasn't all the rabbis. It wasn't the chulins. It wasn't the davening. It wasn't the learning. You want to know what brought me back? Every single morning, I thought about your father's comment. That Yosef, my day is not the same. My day is not the same. I don't want, I can't wish you good morning. And he would make it his business. Even though he was such a busy, busy Rosh Yeshiva. He was busy collecting money for thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, to make sure his yeshiva would run. But he would make sure to make me feel good. That, boys and girls, is lahazir gedolim al katani. And you don't know the ramifications of a small action. Rav Lezer just said good morning to the guy a few times. And that, in result, brought this guy back to Judaism. Brought this guy back to Yiddishkeit. There's one thing I can implore to you. I don't really have to implore it to you. You can implore it to everyone else who's not here. The 150 kids who aren't here. We're not going to judge them because they're probably tired and I'll be like them also. But you guys are amazing. To focus on the 15, 20 minutes I'm going to be able to learn a little bit of Torah. We have to channel that into the rest of our day. My moda'anis, my shema before I go to sleep, my brachos, my kibbut av'aim. There's nothing small about being in Judaism. But focusing on those details is becoming a gadol. So just review, we start off with the Tino Martinez at 2-2 count, a little small, it could have been a ball, could have been a strike, Hashem said, the umpire said, it was a ball, the next pitch, grand slam. First of all, to realize even the smallest thing could be the biggest difference. We said that's exactly what the Rashi says, Lahazir Gadol Ma'al Ketanim, that the older Kohanim had to be able to make sure to tell younger Kohanim, you guys can't also come near a dead body. And the Noam Al-Mach said, Lahazir Gadol means Al Ketanim, it means, not just means Gadol, a big person. But to become a big person, lahazir gadol ala katanim, focus on the details. Focus on what it means to be a giving person. That like that Rebbe who didn't embarrass that kid. He didn't embarrass that kid at fourth or fifth grade kid who stole that watch. or to be like that story from Rav Soloveitchik, who said, I don't care what I look like. I want to be sensitive to my wife's feelings. I don't care if it's navy black, just give me the white socks. Or to remember, to be able to remember that Dvar Torah from the Zerah Kodesh for his yard site this week, from Heir of Yaminu, and our actions actually make a difference. And to Rav Blazer Gelzaler, who understood the power of a good morning, actually brought a neighbor, not one of his students, a guy he barely saw, just to say good morning to him. The power of our actions, boys and girls. Lahazir Gadom Al Kitan. There's nothing small in Judaism. And every time you do a mitzvah, you're changing the world. So Hashem should bless us, and we should take this message and understand there's nothing small about being a Jew. The fact is that you guys learned for the last minute, or maybe you didn't focus, or maybe you just focused for 1 minute. That's beautiful. The fact is, maybe you're going to go count Tzvir right now. That's incredible. And maybe one day you're going to forget. Don't worry about it. The next day, there's another opportunity. Lahazir Gadom Al Kitan. To be able to focus on the details. And the more we focus on the details and the small actions, the more we become great, the more we become gadol. And please God, Be'ezor Hashem, we should be zochah b'mehera of Yamenu. That not only we should be zochah to see Mashiach in our days, but b'mehera of Yamenu with our days, with our davening, with our learning, and with our chesed. I thank you guys so much for learning Torah with me tonight. And Meretz Hashem, we should be zochah next time to learn together, hopefully together in Yerushalayim. Thank you guys so much. Have a great night, everyone. Todah Rabbah. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.